Asylum seekers have put the offshore processing bill under pressure by making it impossible to transfer them all offshore. The solution seems to be moving them to the mainland and into the Australian community on rolling bridging visas. Sarah Spencer has more.
What sort of country is Australia now? What sort of country do we want to live in?
That was Greens leader Christine Milne questioning Australia's ethics after yesterday's news that the processing policy is being overwhelmed by asylum seekers. Under the new bridging visa, they will now be sent to mainland Australia once Nauru and Manus Island reach capacity. The recent changes under the No Advantage principle mean that asylum seekers who arrive by boat after August and all future arrivals will be forced to wait for an indefinite amount of time for a visa. CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia, Paul Power, doesn't agree with the new changes.
Well, I think really the no advantage test is a load of rubbish. The idea that there is some sort of effective process and a standard time for processing of asylum and resettlement applications just has no weight at all when you look at the international picture.
Paul Power. Immigration Minister Chris Bowen says asylum seekers could be sent to Manus Island after already spending time in Australia.
Those who come to Australia by boat and those who don't come to Australia by boat. I've said repeatedly, that the no advantage test will mean that people will wait for a very substantial period. Could it be 5 years? Yes, it could. They will still be subject to potential future transfer to Nauru or Papua New Guinea at a date when increased capacity becomes available.
Chris Bowen. Spokesperson for Refugee Action Coalition Nick Reamer says the bridging visa will make it almost impossible for asylum seekers to fit into the community.
Well, I think refugee advocates should welcome the fact that people are being let out of detention. However, they should certainly condemn the fact, and we condemn it in no uncertain terms, that people are being released into the community in a way that essentially makes it impossible for them to live, you know, decent lives. They're being given just a pittance on which to live every fortnight, just under $450. They have access to only the most minimal support services. They have no way of being reunited with their family. I think it's clear that it's next to impossible to ask anybody to, you know, live safely and securely under those sort of conditions.
Do you think all of this means the Pacific solution is actually failing?
This is just simply a tragic situation which is unfolding for no reason whatsoever on Nauru. We could deal with asylum seekers humanely. We could allow them to live in the community and give them the support they need, the decent support, while we assess their protection claims. If they're found to have a valid claim, they can join the Australian community and make the contribution that they're so desperate to make. If they're not found to have an acceptable protection claim, they should be sent back to their countries of origin when it's safe to do so. All of those sorts of proposals would be infinitely more humane, and there'd be infinitely less of a burden on the taxpayer than the current grotesque and elaborate and continually changing arrangements that the Australian government's put in place.
Nick Reamer, National CEO of St Vincent de Paul Society, Dr John Fowson, says once asylum seekers reach Australia, they will be left in the dark.
They would be pretty much left to fend for themselves, with a very modest level of income support, lower than the already low New Start allowance. We're looking at around $270 a week, I understand. Some very, very modest accommodation support. But these people effectively are going to be forced to rely on charity for survival. The truth of the matter is that the offshore processing solution is no solution at all.
Dr. John Fowson, National Director of St Vincent de Paul, speaking with Sarah Spencer.